listening to your station, 88.9 KETR Commerce. I'm here with Alice Reese and her movie picks. Alice, what did you want to discuss with us this week?
I wanted to talk about my number one pick, which I had promised I would talk about last week, but the reason I'm not going to go into detail about it, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, is because it doesn't open in Texas or in the Dallas area or Greenville or anywhere until January the 20th. So I'm just saying that it's a fine movie, but you have to wait to hear about it. And also I wanted to talk about We Bought a Zoo, which has already opened for the Christmas holidays, and it's doing quite well. It's a movie starring Matt Damon, and kind of out of character for him because it's a comedy, and he hasn't done anything like that in a while. And he's really the strong point of the whole movie. Otherwise, it would be pretty much just sort of a reworked thing like you see all the time. It's pretty commonplace, except that this family, it's based on a true story, they bought a zoo. And they didn't mean to. They bought a house and acreage, and along with it, a zoo came with that property. And it's actually based on a story of a true family in England, so they changed it all to Southern California. And it's a lot of fun, but pretty predictable and not anything new. It's the whole thing is just carried, as I said, by Matt Damon. It's directed by Cameron Crowe, who hasn't done anything in 6 years. The last thing he did was Elizabethtown. And it's kind of a letdown for this guy. He's been nominated for a lot of Academy Awards, so this is not up to his best. But it's fine. It's a good family film.
Okay. And you also said earlier you wanted to discuss The Artist.
Yes. I'm still not sure if it's going to be the big favorite with the public, but the critics have just been going wild over this thing because most movie critics are big movie buffs. They all have enjoyed it, including me. I gave it 4 stars. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. It's in black and white, and it has no dialogue. And so it does have music. It's like the old movies back in the times of Valentino and Mary Pickford. And it's already won all kinds of awards. Critics groups across the U.S. Have, and, well, internationally, too. The movie was actually directed by a Frenchman, and it stars a guy from France who doesn't matter because, you know, you don't know he's not speaking English because it's the whole thing has no dialogue. It's a homage to silent movies and when they change to talkies. And they go back and have familiar scenes like from A Star is Born and Singing in the Rain and some very well choreographed tap numbers. And so it's a musical, it's a love story, and until you see it, you kind of can't believe how good it is. It just sounds like, well, so what? But it's really fine, and it's definitely going to be one of the best picks for the Oscar this year.
Yeah, it always seems like they come out with an interesting project for Oscar season like that.
Yes. This one is really innovative in that it's so retro. It goes back generations, actually. A lot of people probably have never seen a silent movie, so they'll be surprised.
Yeah.
It also has a very cute dog in it, a Jack Russell named Uggy, who steals the movie. He's very cute.
Okay. And the last movie you wanted to discuss was A Dangerous Method?
Yes, this is not exactly what you think of as holiday material. It's based on a stage play called The Talking Cure, and it's done by director David Cronenberg, and it's a historical story about psychiatrist Carl Jung and his mentor, who is psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, in the early days when they were just inventing this whole field of psychiatry. And there's a woman involved who's sort of the woman who causes differences between them. Her name is Sabina, and she is suffering from mania. And she comes to Dr. Jung's clinic, and he eventually cures her. And she finally becomes her own, goes to school, and gets her own degree in psychiatry. It's a lot of it is just fascinating, but it's very R-rated, as you might think it would be with these kind of subject matters, because of Freud and Jung's psychiatric studies and their emphasis on sex. And the movie has a great deal of emphasis on sex. And so, anyway, it's quite good, but as I said, not exactly holiday fare, very adult.
Yeah, that kind of comes with the territory with the psychology, like you said.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to discuss with us before we let you go?
That's all. I just want to tell people to wait for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, because it's a fine one coming up.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
That was Alice Reese with Your Movie Picks. Tune in every Friday at this time, and we'll get you back to her. You're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR Commerce.